Hello, listeners. It's Jose, a.k.a. The Region Nerd, and we're recording in the lovely studios of Lakeshore Public Media to bring you the latest discussion on everything pop culture, from Comic-Cons to drag shows, horror movies to hip-hop, and everything in between. Take a break from politics and hang out with us right here on Region Nerd Alert. E3 is here, and boy, is there a lot of crispy games coming out in the near future. For those of you who aren't in the know, E3 is one of the biggest video gaming conventions in which all the big developers announce their showcases for their upcoming season or plans for future development. From Nintendo, Microsoft, and all of our favorite third-party developers, we'll be picking our favorite announcements right here on Region Nerd Alert. And welcome to Region Nerd Alert. How's it going, guys?
Good.
It's going good.
So, as you heard from the title that I just said, all E3, all gaming, all madness. How's it going?
It's delicious.
It's like gaming Christmas.
Gaming Christmas. That's a great way to describe E3. Really love E3.
A lot better than last year, I think.
Oh, I think this is, it's as good as, like, a lot of years. Like, I haven't been this excited for so many games coming out since, like, before high school, in my opinion.
I'm actually going to disagree with that statement.
And I'm going to disagree with that statement.
But I have a reasoning for this. So, but I'll wait.
Okay.
I'll wait to explain.
All right. Maybe it'll casually come in conversation.
Maybe it won't come at all.
Fine. Okay. Do you want to know my reasoning?
Say it now.
Okay.
And state your name.
Oh, yeah. We didn't do our intro. That's why I did it on a, like, that's we would yep, straight yep. into our thing. So, Heather, of course, back at Deli Hams with one S on Twitter and Deli Hams with two S's on Instagram. I think E3 is kind of lame this year, like boring to me, because there wasn't anything like
new
to get excited about. Like, sure, like we know about Final Fantasy VII and all that, but we've known about that.
But now we have a release date.
Yes, but look at all like the CG trailers that we saw and that aren't coming out until later next year.
I could see that. Like, for me personally, I haven't been like super keeping up with everything. Mm-hmm. And E3 just opened up my eyes to things that already were said and that like organized it a little bit. So now I'm like really hyped for certain things. But I can understand like not too many new stuff.
It's mostly because we're in the middle or about to switch to another console generation. And so this one was pretty tame than considering last year. Because there's no Sony this year. So there's nothing to look forward to from Sony.
That is weird. Why is there no Sony?
They decided to sit out.
Yeah.
That's it? They just decided?
Their thought is, we can do basically the E3 thing without E3. Like how Nintendo has Nintendo Direct. Or Nintendo
Directs,
Direct.
Yeah.
They're just like, okay, here's everything we got. And, you know, without having to pay the extravagant millions of dollars, but on a huge presentation. So.
Except Nintendo still does E3.
Yeah.
And Sony didn't do E3 at all. I don't think they had a booth. Like, granted, I wasn't there. I didn't pay the $400 or whatever it is to go.
I was going
to
say, is it even open to the public? Or is it just like...
Oh. I think the tickets are $300, if I remember correctly. Mm. So they're a hefty price.
That would be super fun to attend one in my life.
At least
want to
go. Yeah, I was going to say, at least one time.
Maybe when virtual reality is really kicking off.
Maybe when I'm retired and really old.
Can't really afford
nothing but time
it.
To play video games.
Speaking of really old, what is your name?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we didn't hear introductions,
I
remember.
I've completely forgotten my name. No, it's Skylar.
Skylar?
And still Skylar.
A.K.A. Fat Low End.
Fat Low End.
Right. Yeah. Man, that's going to be the the ongoing thing.
Oh, it will be.
Until you switch the Twitter handle at season two.
Oh, never.
Season two.
Fat or season lower two. End.
Fat or lower.
The fattest, lowest end.
That's season three.
Fattest, lowest end.
But do you have anything to promote?
Still SoundCloud. Olatho. As always.
All right. Just assuming, like, you know, people just listen to this one, you know, that's why.
Oh, of course. Yes.
It's still the same. They can listen to episode one.
Yeah.
Which you should. Because now, Region Nerd Alert is streaming on lakeshorepublicradio.org. And just go to programs, go down to A to Z, or A and Z. Look me up. It's under R, Region Nerd Alert. Have all the previous episodes.
That's where I listened to the last one while I was at work.
Future.
And speaking of the past and the future.
Ooh, it's your boy, Thick Boy. Three C's, three I's, Twitter, Instagram, Singularity Photography, my Instagram.
There we
go. Check it out.
I was like, man, why is it so quiet? It's because I didn't turn myself up. I was like, oh, that's why, duh. But
I got no snare in my headphones.
Hey, put up my snare. Hey, bring down my snare. But well, yeah, we're talking about E3. Let's just dive right into it. I have here alphabetical order. Let's go Nintendo.
Nintendo.
I got nothing.
Since Sony isn't in this year. Well, I guess it would still be alphabetical. There's Xbox.
What about Microsoft?
I mean, Microsoft.
I mean,
also
the M, letter M. I was thinking more Xbox.
Sony kind of has releases, but they didn't do Death Stranding and all that. But
yeah.
Which I'm looking forward to.
Oh, man.
It's going to be weird. I love
still
it.
So many questions.
Death Stranding. How would you even describe it? Like,
you can't. There's no it.
I mean,
can't.
It looks like it's going to be a lot like how Metal Gear 5 was.
It seems almost like they're opening up in a completely new story, almost as like expansive as the Metal Gear series. Maybe it's like Hideo Kojima's new big masterpiece.
The thing is, he wanted to stop making Metal Gear 2. He wanted 2 to be the last Metal Gear. We're stepping into my turf now.
Yeah, go ahead. Like, I don't.
Yeah, he wanted 2 to be the last one, and then Konami kept making them make the games because they kept selling. That's why the stories are good. 3 is great, but like 4
is the best.
3 is great.
Is that Snake? No, not Snake.
Snake Eater.
Snake Eater.
He just didn't want to make them. And Death Stranding is like him finally being able to release himself and go, okay, this is my work now. This is what I want.
That is awesome. So, and the cool thing about Death Stranding too, it's him and Guillermo del Toro.
It's not.
It's not?
He's not in the game.
Wait, what do you
mean? He's in the trailer, but he's not actually in the game.
Well, he helped make it, right? Like the story.
Not really. They were talking.
They
it's
gave
a weird
him
thing.
Whole
he's,
character name and everything.
Yeah, he's not actually in the game. Like, it's been confirmed he's not actually in the game. It's somebody wearing his suit, like a suit of him. That's why it's going to be weird.
What? Wait, so he didn't, like, help make the story at all?
No.
You sure?
100%.
I got to fact check that one.
The game is weird already.
It's a Hideo Kojima game. It's going to be weird.
I'm definitely going to fact check.
I'll fact check it right now.
I was going to say, because I thought he was involved somehow. Not necessarily, like, character-wise, but, like,
I'm still tripping about that Die Hard Man.
Die Hard Man.
Legit name.
That is really weird, though. Like, they have, like, what was it, Die Hard Man? There's, like, a Lethal Weapon 4.
Lethal Weapon
4. Not quite.
But either way, like, Death Stranding, it's looks almost like Silent Hill-ish, like, story. Like, the mood is, like, the mood of Silent Hill with, like, the randomness of, I don't know, like, Guillermo del Toro, I guess, or Picasso. Like, it's so weird and abstract.
Jar Baby.
Jar Baby. But, yeah, you guys listening should definitely, if you haven't seen the new Death Stranding trailer, like, look it up, because it is.
Looks really
good. If nothing else, it's eye candy. Like, it is.
The environment's like.
It's a gorgeous looking game.
The cinematics, but I have no idea what is going on.
I don't either. The only thing we can really tell about it is you're delivering something.
Pizza.
Delivering pizza in a post-apocalyptic. Is it? It is America. They did say.
Yeah,
it
is America.
It's like past and present.
You're trying
and stuff.
To, basically, you're trying to, from what I gather, you're trying to bring America together. And I think
the very vague, you're trying to bring, but how you do that is
you
so
gotta
convoluted.
Connect. Again, Hideo Kojima, that's really all you got to say about that. And then the baby helps you see the ghost things. I think they're called the Death Stranding.
Oh, yeah. But, what do you call them? D3s or something like that?
Something like
BTs.
That.
BTs? DTs, maybe?
I don't know.
Was it D or B?
I thought it was B.
I don't know. But also, they have some really big names in it. Like, who's the guy from Rogue One?
Oh, his name's like Matt Madkinson or something like that.
Matt Mickelson?
Matt Mickelson?
What?
I love that guy.
Matt Mickelson and Norman.
Matt Mickelson.
And Norman Reedus. Norman Reedus is going
to
be.
Wasn't he supposed to be the lead for the Silent Hill game before they nixed
Silent
that?
Hills.
He was.
Yes.
Speaking of, since we're on the Kojima subject, that was the last straw with him and
Konami.
Konami.
Yeah.
was they were supposed to do the new Silent Hill game, which looked amazing and awesome. But Norman Reedus was supposed to be in that. Mm-hmm. But now Norman Reedus is in Death Stranding, which has a release date now, which is November this year, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm ready for it.
Nice. Me too. Me too. So speaking of Nintendo, that will not be on the Switch, at least not yet. I mean,
it's a Sony exclusive, so it won't be.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. It's funded by Sony.
I love PlayStation.
Plus, it's Switch handling that game. Come on.
don't say that. The Witcher is coming out on the Switch. You know that, right?
The hair graphics, yeah.
The potato switcher.
Oh, the potato
the Switcher 3!
It's called Witcher, and it comes with all the DLC. It runs on 520p handheld mode in 720 docked mode.
Oh, that hurts.
So, can't wait to watch. I mean, that's great for people who don't have like a PC or like a PS4 or Xbox One, but man...
That's going
to
hurt to look
and
at.
And the Resident Evil. The
could
new,
be rough.
There's some Resident Evil games coming onto the Switch now.
Five and six.
Mm-hmm. Five and six. Yep.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
Ooh.
With Gooigi.
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 And there's new like phase. A multiplayer.
Yeah, thing. That's Gooigi.
Like, what I've seen, it was like four different colored Luigi. I don't know if it was like a party game system or.
It was like the.
The Gooigis.
What did they call it? Like the tower, the survival tower or something.
Oh, right? Yeah, the scare tower of tactics or something.
Everyone groups up in this tower for like co-op missions. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fun looking.
No More Heroes is getting a third installment.
I have negative experience with No More Heroes.
They're same. Ridiculous games. They're very good. Ridiculous games. I'm hoping they remaster them for the Switch because I don't see why they wouldn't.
That would be cool, especially if someone like just gets the third one and like, I want to play the other two.
And you're like, well, they're on the Wii, so good luck.
And Switch isn't backwards compatible, right?
No,
not in any form. So, like, he's been hinting, like that game developer has been hinting, like, hey, if this game sells good, we'll have a 3 and then maybe a remaster. I'm talking with people, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, it's all talking or rumors. Mm. I mean, but No More Heroes 3 is true, so maybe we'll see a remaster.
I thought you said Norman Reedus 3.
Yeah, Norman Reedus 3. Electric Boogaloo.
Norman Reedus 3.
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
Dude. There we go.
3 Norman Reedus.
That's my new Twitter handle.
Norman Reedus.
Remind me of Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus. Eat standing.
Oh, eat standing.
Oh, man.
Oh, that derailed everything.
Norman Reedus. That was good.
This is my favorite episode.
Oh, that'll be the title of this one.
Norman
E3. Norman Reedus.
Oh, three cool. E's in the three.
Oh, yeah. Norman E3. Yeah. Something like that. But
here's Animal Crossing.
I was
New
just
Horizons.
About to say, Animal Crossing. I am super pumped for that.
I was
that.
About to say, I hear people are ready for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What is it? Like 8-player multiplayer.
Yep.
Super cute people on there.
Yeah.
You can have purses. You can have backpacks.
Yep.
Customizable.
You can customize the whole town instead of just your town. Like
the whole
just your
town.
Place.
Oh,
we should all get a Switch and
I have
make
a
town.
You're slacking.
That would be, I guess, two of the.
Mike, I'm going to need you to save up some of those My Rewards points and get me a Switch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me get on that.
Give me a Switch, too.
Yeah, let me get on that.
They're going to be on sale soon, probably. It's mean Black Friday's coming up, so.
Oh, I am saving up for Black Friday.
Someone's getting punched in the face over a Switch.
I am always, I am always broke on Black Friday.
Why don't you plan ahead of time? Get a game plan.
Because I work. I'm like, and I usually come back from vacation. Like the past like 2-3 years, I've been on vacation, or, you know, whatever. But Animal Crossing, wasn't there something else in there like that you could do?
I can't
remember.
Can you
cross animals?
Besides going to severe debt.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, he's a nice severe debt person. Tom Nook is. He doesn't like bang on your door every day. He's like, hey, just get to me, whatever.
All you got
to
do is work an hour at my.
Just tell me some bugs and
honestly, that I would work an hour at his place to have free room and board.
You don't even work an hour at his place. You sell him some bugs, he gives you some bells, and you give it back to him, and then the cycle repeats.
That's true.
I've never played Animal Crossing.
Oh, it's a great like nice calm game.
I'll have to borrow that from someone.
It's real calm.
Yeah,
you can visit people's towns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was made for the Switch. I am so excited for that.
But
did they say anything new about Pokemon Sword and Shield?
Right now, the big hoopla about that is not all the Pokemon are going to be on it. So, like, the thousands of Pokemon that are around, they're not putting them all on there.
Really?
Yeah, they're only doing a select number of them. So all the new ones, of course.
So up until this point, all of them have been available for?
Yes.
Wow. I'm actually impressed that they have been in the past.
It's like 700 some odd Pokemon.
It's way, I think it's 800 at this point. Ugh. So man. With the new game, it's over 1,000. Don't quote me on that, but I saw 1,000 earlier reading a tweet.
Oh, that's
so.
Dillingham's over 1,000 Pokemon.
Yeah.
You heard it here, Dillingham.
So you're deli no.
But the battle system looks pretty crazy too. Like it looks like you can raid in this one.
Yeah, it has raids from the Pokemon Go thing. So you can actually team up multiplayer style to take on the raiding, and it has a little open park where the
and giant Pokeballs.
Yep. Cause you basically there's a new thing where you embiggen the Pokemon so they're huge and it ridiculous looking.
They're like the same size as like a Snorlax or a Whelmer, though. Like,
no, they're bigger than that.
Well, a Whelmer, though?
Have you seen
Whelmer's huge.
Yeah, Whelmer's huge.
The size of the person and then the size of the giant Pokemon, they're like
oh, yeah, that's what I said. At least a Whelmer. But,
I don't know how I feel about this Pokemon.
The new one?
All I want is the sword dog.
I do like the shield dog looks
Sif?
Clunky.
Yeah, yeah.
You just want a Sif?
Yeah, Sif. I want Sif.
Don't know if I'll be getting it.
If I have a Switch, I'll have it. I'll have it. I'm not paying for it. But
I'll have at it.
Astral Chain looks pretty cool mm-hmm. for the Switch. It almost looks like a battle RPG, but for Nintendo.
I'm going to be real honest. I had to work during that one, so I didn't get to see that trailer.
It basically looked like a Final Fantasy, not like knockoff, but like a Final Fantasy like battle, like how Kingdom Hearts RPG oh, okay. is. It seemed more...
Talking about Dark Crystal's Tactics?
Oh, yeah, that looked good.
Oh, man, that one also.
See that one, Mike?
No.
Dark Mike. Crystal, you know, like the
you
movie?
Have a Switch.
They're,
Mike doesn't like tactics games.
I was going to say, I checked out after I heard the word tactics.
Oh, okay.
That was it. You checked out.
Like Dark Crystal, yeah. I like Dark Crystal, but...
Isn't there a new movie coming
You
got to
give Fire Emblem a chance, Mike. I feel like you'd like Fire Emblem again.
Tactics.
Oh, maybe a series.
I was going to say the series is coming out. Dark Crystal, yeah. A little revival, whatnot. It's funny, I have Death Stranding under Nintendo, so maybe that's why we started talking about it.
Yeah, that might be why.
But
Zelda?
Yeah, the new Fire Emblem coming out,
Fire
too.
Emblem.
Oh, we'll get to
Fire
Zelda.
Emblem. Yeah, what's it called? Three Houses, I think. The Three Houses.
Mm-hmm. I haven't played a good Fire Emblem game
as
in a long
as there's
time.
Not the crappy graphics that I had in the last Fire Emblem I bought where everyone looked like they had horse hooves for feet.
Was that for the GameCube? Or
no, it was handheld. It was for the Nintendo DS.
Oh, DS, really?
And I don't know what it was, but everyone's feet were like clipped through the floor, so everyone looked like they were on hooves.
Hmm.
Like, had hoof feet. Real weird looking. Threw me out of it.
The devs just have a strongly worded letter by Skylar. Hey, can you get rid of the hoof feet in the next game?
If you could do a little bit of a better job developing,
they got
get
up
those
in
feet
office.
Up.
The king of hoof feet. Hoof feet is.
The hooven feet. The
king of hoof feet. Is definitely getting a rework or a remake, Final Fantasy VII.
Oh.
Remake. Yeah, you like that? You like that?
That's not on Switch, though.
It's not on Switch, but yeah, we'll come back to the Switch because that was just too good of a segue to pass up. But yeah, old Final Fantasy VII.
And 8, too. Are they making 8?
Yeah, they're remaking 8.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
it. It's not being remade.
It's for the handheld, though, isn't it?
It's being remastered.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Remastered, that's what I meant.
Not for the handheld,
because it definitely didn't look as crisp as Final Fantasy
VII. I'm cool with the remastered for that one.
If you look at the screens, though, compared to the original to what the trailer was, holy crap,
yeah.
It's night and day.
Mm-hmm. With, who's the main one in that one?
Squall.
Squall, that's who it was.
I know it was Leon.
Was that the one where he's like, "You're the most good-looking person in here"?
Like, oh, pixelated face.
Yeah. It's just like a potato face.
I can't wait for that scene in the game.
That one was really fun, and I cannot wait to lose so many hours to the Triple Triad game.
Triple Triad?
The Triple Triad, the card game
that
was built
card
in there.
Game?
Oh my lord! Did
every
I play
there was
the
like
hell out of
a
it.
Summer. There was a summer every day or every other day or whenever I would go to Skylar's house. I'd walk in, and I was like, oh, you playing Final Fantasy VIII? Yeah. And I walk in, and it's just the same card game. I'm like, this is Final Fantasy VIII? Like, is it a card game? He's like, no, there's a full game. There's just a mini game on it. And, like, hours and hours
I think I'd watch you until like our plan.
Dude, farming for the Quistis card and the the Ifrit card. Like, you got to farm for them cards, bro.
Dude,
I'm telling you. It's like anytime collecting a card game is in a video game.
I do enjoy the Final Fantasy.
Skylar's like, doomed. He's playing it for hours upon hours.
yeah, Final Fantasy VII. It's gonna the remake. I think it's gonna be not turn based. Like it's an action RPG.
Yeah.
Yes and no, kind of. Did you watch the trailer?
I did.
So the gameplay got revealed on the Square Enix event. And so it has its action RPG, but then after you fill up your meter, it freezes time or slows it down basically to a crawl, and you get choices of what you want to do. Like, oh, you want to do this, and then it'll actually do it. And you can switch between characters, between a tap of the button. And if you don't want to do like the turn-based-ish kind of thing, you can actually shortcut things to like the buttons after like you press L2 or R2.
Like for spells and stuff.
So, and yeah, they showed Barret and Cloud gameplay fighting a scorpion tank.
I hear a lot of people aren't happy with Tifa's design. They feel
Tifa?
Like Tifa. Tifa. Mm-hmm.
Tifa.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, guy. No, but Tifa's design because like. She's a really strong character, and they made her look more like a pop idol.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are complaining.
Really thin.
Yeah, and really thin, too.
Yeah.
She's from the slums. Like, she should be hardcore looking.
Yeah, like, muscular, and she's not really. And a lot of people are.
I mean, I like her design and all that. It's just,
I do, too. It's definitely not going to be something that I'm going to not buy the game for.
I will give them more than the intended dollar.
But also, they have changed Cloud's design, too. Granted, it's coming out in March, but they changed Cloud's design from when we first saw him to now.
Did they?
Yeah, you can see it in his face, they did.
Hmm.
So, who knows? Maybe between now and March, they might change her model a little bit, but probably not. But you know it's going to be on 2 Blu-ray discs?
Really?
2 Blu-ray discs. Just this first part.
First part.
It comes out in parts.
Wait, what are you talking about?
It's coming out in parts.
Coming out in parts. So you didn't know.
What does that mean?
If I'm not mistaken, it's coming out in 3 parts or
they
something?
They don't
like that?
Know.
Oh, yeah.
They actually, one of the Jason, I forgot his name, from Kotaku, he interviewed them and they said.
Schreier,
one of those. He said that they don't know how many games. It's going to be to remaster this because of how big and large and what they're all doing.
Wasn't the original Final Fantasy VII was like 4 discs, wasn't it?
On PC it was 4. On PS1 it was 3, correct?
PS1 I think was 3, and then Final Fantasy VIII was a 4 disc.
Maybe that's the one I'm confusing with, yeah.
Man, that's kind of awesome, like the nostalgic factor, because like, pop in the second disc, like that's going to be really cool. But the fact that it's coming in 3 parts, I don't know how I feel
So far, we know 3. But the first part.
Where's the stopping point? That's my question.
Because the stopping points are going to make me so mad.
Disc 1 in, I think, the original Final Fantasy VII was like all of Midgar.
And it was up until
that's what they said,
wasn't it?
And then once you got out of Midgar, it was. Was it? Yeah.
It was up until the first disc was up until Aerith's.
It was death. Up until Aerith's.
I think
death.
The second disc was spoilers. Shorter.
spoilers for like a 20-something-year-old game.
It's been 20 years. If you haven't played it, that's your fault.
Ooh, spoilers.
But I forgot what the second disc was up to. It was shorter, I remember. And then the third disc was
the third one's like the very, very end. Like as soon as you get to the North Cave.
I think the second one had like that. What was that place where you like the casino type?
Golden Saucer.
Golden Saucer.
I never played it. All the good stuff. So I just know the information for the new one.
Oh, sorry for the spoiler alert.
I don't care. It's a 20-something-year-old game.
Oh. You sounded like you care.
I mean,
it's a 20-something-year-old game.
Yeah, it's a 20-something-year-old game. I know Eric dies.
Eric. I know Eric dies in this game. Confirmed.
But that's what they said. 2 discs for this first part.
Man.
But
I'm glad I talked to you because I had no idea that.
Yeah.
I would have been so mad if, like, I pop the new game and it's like, wait, this isn't the end. That was like when I first seen Lord of the Rings. That's what happened.
Imagine the hard drive space that this game's going to need, though. Oh, my God, no.
Can't wait for it to eat up all my hard drive.
That's why I'm not buying this game.
You're not buying the game because you want to miss out on a big, big, good game.
Yeah.
He wants to miss out.
He wants that FOMO experience.
Yeah. Also, because I'm so scared of missing out on a 20-something-year-old game.
I know.
I'm shaking in my boots.
Wasn't it already? It was remastered already, right? Like
it was re-released.
I had a digital download on the PS3. Nothing was different, though. It was like,
what? You digitally downloaded something instead of buying the physical disc? You heathen.
I wanted to play Final Fantasy VII while I was at college, my 1 year.
You heathen.
But, what was I gonna... Oh, yeah, the new Smash, Banjo-Kazooie. And the Dragon Quest characters are revealed. That's pretty cool. I personally like Banjo-Kazooie. I would love to see Spyro. I think that was my favorite of the big, heavy, old platformers. Crash Bandicoot.
Dude, shout out to Pac-Man, though. Pac-Man, my main character.
Yeah, getting in on that.
I got to buy the Fighter Pass now.
Yeah, I got to buy the Fighter Pass. Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, yeah. Banjo has to be a good.
And a Piranha Plant.
Yeah. That kind of sucks. You got to pay for it, but still, like.
Piranha Plant is not part of the Fighter Pass.
Makes me real mad.
What is he, like $3?
I think he's like $3.
I'll throw $3.
Yeah, he's separate.
It's going to turn into $9.
Well, it's already like, what, $12 for the Fighter Pass?
Yeah, I don't know. Something like that. Either.
And you got your Switch for basically free.
Oh, no, it was free. I'm going to say that loud and proud. It was free.
So I could throw in $3. Yeah. A character. I think that covers Nintendo, except for
Zelda.
The new Zelda coming out. I feel like you have a lot to say. I feel like you got more to say about that.
Zelda.
But, so, what is it? Zelda Breath's Awakening?
Breath of the Wild
sequel.
Breath of the Wild. And also Link's Awakening was... Yes. Okay. I knew I wasn't.
Breath's Awakening? Is that what I
heard? That's what I had here in my
Norman
notes.
Norman Threedus?
I'm just going by my notes
Breath's
here.
Awakening.
Norman Threedus, Breath's Awakening. That's the title. This is going to turn to one big inside joke.
Oh, man. Nothing will tickle me as hard as Norman Threedus. That is the end all be all funny.
What killed me is Mike tried to like gloss over it a little bit.
Yeah.
You're not living that one down. That's following you.
That's
fine. Oh, no, that's a good one, Doug. No, I thought you came up with
that's a good burden.
Like,
that's a good
burden to bear.
The new Zelda, let's talk about, let's get it out the way. Link's Awakening, it's another top-down Zelda game.
Mm-hmm.
And
it looks adorable.
It looks adorable. I didn't know that you can get cuter than Wind Waker.
Well, Nintendo's like, oh, you don't think we can? Well, here you go. Here's something more cute.
Squishy.
We made Kirby.
Link.
We'll make cute.
He does look like a Kirby Link. Like,
he has the eyes. What if it's just Kirby all along?
I'm just waiting for us to boil down the cuteness to just a blob with two eyes in it and a sword.
You mean like, Kirby?
Exactly.
Going,
he has a sword.
But yeah, the... No, that's not the word. What? Go ahead.
When you were talking about how it looked more Majora's Mask-y and the sequence of like,
oh, the new
Breath of the Wild.
I got chills. Like as soon as you were like, "Man, this is gonna be the dark one," like Majora's Mask.
I was theorizing a lot of stuff.
It's funny. I was gonna text it to you, but like, no, I want to see his reaction when I
got
make
mad
the
goosebumps.
Because if you guys know, like Ocarina of Time. Thank you, Heather.
No problem.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
But Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
That was more.
I think it's tomato. So.
Yeah, tapato.
Tapato.
Oh, I can't talk today either.
Norman Threedus.
Tapato's awake. I was about to say. Maybe she got a pillow, Heather.
A pillow.
No.
Because you're laughing and then Threedus in the side.
Threedus.
Ocarina of Time was like a lighter story, you know, and it was really good. And then it came out with a sequel, which was Majora's Mask. And as we all know, Majora's Mask was extremely dark, considering it came from Nintendo and it's in the Zelda world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like they tried to do the dark thing with Twilight Princess, and they did a very well job. That's one of my favorite Zelda games. But this one, like, they had, like, the reverse music playing and, like, them going with the horrors. It was almost like a Dark Souls game if you didn't look at Zelda and
Super
Link.
Dark.
And then they see that, like, weird monster. And
well, that's Ganondorf.
Is he in the first?
Dingle.
Supposedly, no, Ganondorf's not in the first one. It's just Ganon.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what his name is. Like, he has a full name, but it's just Ganon. And theorizing that because of like the headpiece and like the red hair that, I mean, it's
Ganondorf. Oh, it has to be him, yeah.
And that's why he wasn't in this, because that's Calamity around him. And he's, because it's Calamity Ganon. There we go. Calamity Ganon was the main boss of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're theorizing a whole, like, Twitter today was just breakdown of, they're going through the frames one by one with, like, that Charlie Day, like, board with, like, the red string. look at this. And you're just like, calm down. Like, that's what they're doing right now. And it's just, that's Ganondorf. So something probably happened where he was came in contact with Calamity, and he was sealed by a goddess or something because of that hand.
Now,
and,
was this the one that they, like, kind of tied it with older ones, or am I thinking of something else? Like, wasn't so, Breath of the Wild, like, some, did they mention that at all? Or
they made a timeline with the Wii U?
The Skyward Sword.
Skyward Sword, yeah. That's when they tried to make a timeline. Like, that was, like, the first one, and then... It's just confusing. It's like comic book lore. It's just better off not to think about it.
That's true. But, yeah, I'm very excited for this. And I really hope they're going down the path that I think they're going down, because it looks amazing.
I still need to play Breath of the Wild.
You're slacking.
I also need to play them all. I haven't even played Skyward Sword. I remember buying Skyward Sword. And you needed an attachment for it, and I sold the game. I was like, I'm never going to play this. I'm going back to college. I was going to beat this while I'm here, but since I don't have the attachment.
You're doing yourself a disservice by not playing Breath of the Wild.
I definitely
It's one of my top
that.
Games
I hear a lot
for
of
that
people,
year. Yeah.
I've seen it played multiple people's houses, and it was really,
honestly,
really
good. Like, I'm still pretty blind on that game. I've seen a little bit of gameplay.
I also seen a little bit of gameplay. But everyone's always playing it.
Mm.
You have a Switch.
I do.
Have you played Breath of the Wild?
No.
You should play it. Do you want to play it?
I have -0 interest in Zelda.
That's not like a traditional Zelda game.
I know. I have minus interest in Zelda.
You can borrow
anything.
It.
Think of it as Dark Souls.
Oh, my God.
Think of it
as Dark Souls. You want me to think of Binding of Isaac?
Speaking of Dark Souls.
You actually like... How about you think of Breath of the Wild as Binding of Isaac?
That was a good segue.
I'm trying to segue.
Speaking of Dark Souls, Elfen Lied comes out for the...
No! Elden Ring.
Elden Ring, that's what it's called.
Elfen Lied.
Which is a great anime. You all should watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Elden Ring.
Elden
Ring. You excited
Ring.
For that one?
Oh, yeah.
It looks awesome. Well,
of course you're excited for Elden Ring.
I am.
But the fact that Forum Software is... By the way, lakeshorepublicradio.org. Go to programs, A to Z, region nerd alert. We actually have a podcast on From Software.
Yeah, we do.
On the line. So if you haven't listened to that.
On the line. And I think that was episode 1. No, episode 0.
Oh, it was 0. It was episode 0. I think it's 1 on the new website.
Oh.
Because that, yeah.
But of course.
Yeah. But we all know it's episode
we
0.
We all know.
Ground 0.
Everybody knows.
But anyways, Elden Ring.
Yeah, Elden Ring.
From Software.
We know nothing about it.
Nothing about it, but we do know.
As usual.
We do know who's helping
game.
With the storyline.
We know that there's a ring, right? But from what I've read, they said that it's not a piece of jewelry like a ring, but more so a tight-knit community that makes a circle of a ring.
What's this accent
and that
going
ring
on?
Has been broken by somebody. Or something.
Well, the
is that real or is that like a theory on Twitter?
I read that today.
Oh,
at work.
Wow, okay.
Because the guy was explaining, he's like, yeah, because they were like, oh, you're
Vidya?
You know, it's about no, I didn't watch. I actually read
because you hear George R. R. Martin and you think, well, and then Ring,
Lord of the Ring,
yeah,
yeah, and he was like, I know what you're thinking, and like, yes, it is like somewhat derivative of Lord of the Rings, but it's in no way like. In no way about a ring that you wear, but about a ring of...
Like a fellowship?
Like a fellowship that is broken.
Into two towers?
Nine.
Nine? Oh, seriously, nine? Oh, the nine kings.
The nine kingdoms.
Well, it's supposed to... The rumor is supposed to be that it's supposed to be Viking. Norse mythology.
Oh, yeah, that's what...
really don't care what kind of the mythology, but I'm buying
I'm down for a Norse one, the constantly die to bosses that are super hard.
I was like, really God of War, really God of War really opened up the Norse thing.
I still got to play God of War, too. Oh,
I have not played God of War
Why are you slacking on all these games? So
well, now that God of War has been out for many, many moons, I'm going to go to Disc Replay and get it for $20.
Ooh, I will also go with you.
You remember what happened when I borrowed Last of Us?
I never got it back.
I had to buy you another copy.
Never
and
forget
give it to you.
Because you left it on a job.
It's half off on the PlayStation Store. Because
you left it on a job, right?
Yeah, it's half. It's
or
half
no, you
off.
Lost it.
It got pawned.
Oh, we won't get into that.
We won't get into that.
Totally
I didn't pawn it. I didn't pawn it. It
never
got
forget.
Pawned.
Never forgive.
I don't forgive either.
It's
half off right now.
At,
as Mike said, it's half off right now on the PSN store.
The
God of War.
God of War.
Yep.
God of War.
I need the hard copy.
Just pretend it's a Dark Souls or something.
I have hard copies of Dark Souls.
What were we talking about?
New
Elden
Star Wars
Ring?
Game?
Elden Ring.
Elden Ring.
Oh, you're talking about Lego Star Wars, where you actually get all of the episodes 1 through 9.
I'm talking about the last
in one game.
That's kind of
cool.
Game.
Fallen Order.
And of
Fallen
course,
Order.
It's going to be coming out after the final installment, Episode 9, comes out. But
obviously,
oh,
you don't even care about this.
You get all of the Lego Star Wars episodes 1 through 9 in a single game.
That's awesome.
That's wonderful.
Honestly.
Wonderful idea.
Lego Star Wars is actually a pretty decent,
anyways,
well-made
Mike, are you
game.
Excited for this new Star Wars game?
It looks all
right. And it looks pretty amazing, right?
Looks,
I mean, the wall running, right. The stabbing with the lightsabers, the
Didn't catch that trailer, actually. But
really?
I also didn't catch that trailer.
I've heard about it, and I saw, like, literally a five-second clip, and I was like,
wait, so what is
good.
It? What
is it made by EA? That's the question.
Yes.
It's made by EA,
I'm
but
not buying it.
It's made by Respawn.
Respawn? I was going to say
right?
Witherspoon.
The Titanfall developer, is that their name?
I'm not buying it if it's made by EA.
I don't remember, to be honest.
Titanfall developer is making it.
As much as I wanted to buy Battlefront 2.
Titanfall 2.
Or Battlefront
Here's
whatever.
Here's a concept for you.
Did not buy it
You can
because
buy
of EA.
It used, and none of the money will go to EA.
True.
It'll go to the used game seller.
True.
I mean, that's true. Maybe I will pick up a copy
So
of
what is it called?
It, Mike.
I'm pretty sure it's called The Fallen Order.
There you go.
What is it going to be like a? Did they show gameplay
expanded.
Of it?
Yeah, they show gameplay of it. It's expanded.
I saw someone
universe.
Throw a lightsaber.
It's got RPG elements
it's
in it.
Cool.
It's got like your wall running.
No
and all
multiplayer.
This other stuff.
Single player game.
I'm cool with that.
There's Force. You literally like you blow up open doors with the Force. Yeah. You stop a fan with the Force.
Blow up open doors.
Stop a fan.
I'm just kidding.
Stop.
Oh, like a big
in the,
fan.
In the trailer, the Jedi did a real Sith thing though. He was fighting stormtroopers, pulled one in and stabbed him.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, he was like,
yeah, I was like, ugh, I don't know if Jedi
that sounds
would do
cool.
that.
That's a Jedi move. Force pull and force push is very Jedi.
But force stab though.
Well, he stabbed them with the lightsaber, so it's not really a force.
I don't know if
stab.
You saw Attack of the Clones. They were
force stabbing.
They were
all
jacking
the place.
People up.
Yeah,
even though most of them were robots.
I banned all of the prequels from my brain.
Well, you need to unban the prequels and unban Zelda.
Zelda was never banned. I just don't have interest in it.
If you want to hear like unbanned Star Wars, lakeshorepublicradio.org. Go to programs A to Z, Region Nerd Alert, and we actually talk about Star Wars.
Nice.
We do talk about Star Wars.
Nice plug.
Thank you. Man.
Wonderful.
Watch Dogs 3.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel.
Have you saw the gameplay for it?
I did, and can't you? Isn't that one the one where you can be like a grandma?
You can be any NPC, permadeath. So that NPC dies, they're gone.
Watch Dogs, like the hacking game. Yes. I was thinking of the one where like you and a co-op person like are fighting. You guys know what I'm talking about? You wear the mask, and it's like a super co-op. I was like,
what?
You're talking about like. Two armies or whatever it was
two,
called.
That,
Army
that's what
two.
It was.
Army of two.
How'd you get Army of Two out of Watch Dogs?
I always thought that looks like it would be called Watch Dogs. I don't know, because there's two people. Anyways, I didn't know they made
really
a
fun.
Second Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
Second one was better than the first one.
When did they make
I heard.
The second one?
The second one.
2 years ago? 3 years
Where
ago?
Two
was
years
I?
Ago. It's actually a pretty moly. Solid game. I played it for a bit, but I can't focus on games for the life of me.
Hmm.
You can pet the dog in that game, so it's a very important fact. I pet the dog a lot. I was like, dog, and I That's why I never got anything done.
Dog.
But yeah, Watch Dogs 3 could be any NPC.
That's kind of cool.
I heard the term hack theft auto.
Hack theft auto.
It really is.
Basically a hacked version of Grand Theft Auto. You just hack around.
Yeah.
Hack around.
I'm so excited to have a legion of granny.
Let me see.
Is that going to be exclusive or?
PS4, Xbox One, and then I'm going to guess PlayStation 5 and Xbox Scarlet when they come out, because it comes out next year, and that's when the supposed new consoles come out.
So, speaking of new consoles coming out and Norman 3DS, how about Baldur's Gate 3?
Oh, we got to talk about that.
The PC and Stadia exclusive.
PC exclusive?
What was that second part?
Yes.
The Stadia? What is Stadia?
What is Stadia?
Google system.
Google system.
Oh, we got to get Stadia.
You don't want Stadia.
Oh, we're getting Stadia. We're playing Baldur's Gate 3.
Bro.
Stadia is a streaming-only service, so you have to make sure your internet can actually stream the games and then make sure your internet doesn't have a data cap on it.
In all seriousness, definitely PC Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate, freaking love. It's like a gauntlet, but I don't know. It's like gauntlet, and if it's more like Lord of the Rings-y.
Gauntlet meets Dungeons and Dragons.
Definitely.
Meets, like, Skyrim. Or not even Skyrim, just, like, Elder Scrolls, kind of.
Baldur's Gate was an
top-down Elder Scrolls.
And if you have the GameCube version, you can transfer your character. And I don't... That's pretty cool. This was, like, back in the day, right? Like,
yeah, you can play all of Game 1, which comes to a very climactic... anticlimactic ending. And then when you get Episode 2... Because you get all this loot, and you can't leave the tower.
You get all these really BA items, these awesome swords and stuff.
And we have hundreds of thousands of gold on these characters at the very end of one, and all we need to do is find a version of Baldur's Gate 2 for the GameCube, and then we can continue these characters from the first game to the second game.
Is it on the GameCube?
Baldur's Gate 2 is on the GameCube. I don't know if you can do the data transfer, though. I know 100%. The PlayStation can do it. So we might have to pick up a version on the PlayStation.
I really want my character.
But I really want that loot.
Yeah. Speaking of, what was it called? Stadia?
Stadia.
I think that's a dumb idea to have strictly streaming.
It's a dumb Google's.
Because we were just talking about. We were talking about data caps and how all these internet providers are having that. And if you're streaming, what, like a 4K game? Like constantly, that's going to eat your data up. And I feel like that Google's working with like the internet companies. Whoa, low key. Did you guys hear that?
Little spike there?
A little bit. but yeah, I don't think that's right.
You can only stream 4K 60 frames per second if you have a 35 megabyte download, I believe. And then you could only stream 1080 60 frames per second if you have a 25. Anything below that, you can't stream 1080 at all. You have to do 720 or less.
Wow.
So if your net sucks, which most internet sucks in America, it's not made for America. It's made for Europe.
I need a really Asia. Need a really rich friend.
You know, places that don't have data caps and stuff.
Bro,
internet.
Can I play Baldur's Gate 3 on your TV?
It's a cool idea, like what they have down, like being able to like go, oh, okay, I'm playing Baldur's Gate on my phone, and now I'm home, and now I'm going to play it on my laptop. You know what? I'm sick of playing this on my laptop. I'm going to take it over to my tower.
Smart TV or something.
Yeah. Like, it's a cool idea, and if you're, especially if you're like a creator or something, somebody that uploads to YouTube, you can stream in, you can stream at 1080p to your device, but it'll actually save in 4K 60. So you can capture footage and upload it to YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, it's a cool concept, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. Like
until everyone has those NASA download and upload speeds.
I think it's too soon, and little on that, Google tends to kill off things after a few years.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a Google graveyard.
Google graveyard.
Mm-hmm. And it's on the internet. It shows you all the things they kill off after a few years if it doesn't take off.
It drops into the deep web, and then they play it.
Yeah, the deep web. I mean, it's just starting the streaming stuff. That's a streaming service, you can sign up and get streaming games, like free games every month or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And then there is Microsoft is starting one. Sony's in the works of talking to one. Ubisoft just created one. They announced it where it's like Uplay Plus. You pay X amount a month, and you get streaming games and free games and all that. Ubisoft games only.
Speaking of Ubisoft, you see that new Rainbow Six trailer they're coming out with?
No.
Yeah, bro. No, but I can't remember the name of it. But you remember that one patch that came out where it was kind of like zombie mode for Rainbow Six Siege?
Oh, yeah, Quarantine.
Yeah. Quarantine. Rainbow Six Quarantine is what it's called. And it's almost like...
A story? Or?
It's a story game. You can play co-op, I think.
Three-player co-op.
Three-player co-op. And it has like a very zombie feel to it. Shooter game.
It's called Quarantine?
Rainbow Six Quarantine.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
It looks pretty cool.
Hmm. Didn't they just come out with like another Rainbow Six game like this year?
No, not really.
Last year was like Ghost Rainbows, or no, it wasn't even Ghost
Recon. It was Ghost Recon.
Was it?
Yeah, Wildlands.
Wildlands.
That's what it was.
And then it was Division 2 earlier this year. And now they just announced the sequel to Wildlands with Tom Burtonall.
I hope you were going to say Skerritt.
With Punisher. Punisher guy is the... He's the main villain. He's the one you're fighting. Yeah. And then, of course, all this Rainbow Six stuff.
Oh, speaking of, like, Rainbow Six, like, shooter types, did you see the... Well, this was before E3, but the Modern Warfare game that's coming out? I mean, I could care less about, you know, another Call of Duty, but specifically the story. Like, I really like the story of the...
Modern Warfare?
Of the Modern Warfare series.
Wasn't that the one with all ghillied up?
Yep.
That's my favorite mission.
That is so cool.
First one.
If they go off of that and have like story missions and stuff, that would be awesome.
Supposedly they're doing. Now I don't know how true this is, but supposedly they're supposed to take a more serious look at war. Like the whole thing is we get dirty so the world stays clean, and it's supposed to show. This one's I guess not supposed to glorify war like the rest of the Call of Duties. Like this one's supposed to show. Like, how bad war actually is.
They should really take a big step and, like, show America as, like, a bad guy. I think they did that with, was it Modern Warfare? I don't know. But where, like, you're fighting in America, I think. But that'd be pretty cool. If,
Modern Warfare 2, you fight in America, but America's being invaded.
Oh. I forgot what game that, but if they show like America not as like the hero and everything, or the allies, I should say, because there's someone from Britain and whatnot.
Captain Price is like the main guy in the Modern Warfare series. He is British SAS, which are like the special forces. So, I mean, if they stick with him and show America like doing this stuff, like they could feasibly turn it into that.
That would be really cool. Like, because they broke bounds when they did that, like, that terrorist scene in the airport where you had to, like, kill civilians and stuff.
No Russian.
That was banned in so many areas because of that.
Yeah.
But it was definitely necessary for the story.
In some areas it was banned. Other areas it was an instant fail state if you actually shot somebody.
Wait, what?
Like, you failed the mission if you shot somebody.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, because you can go.
No Russian, yeah.
You can go through it, like, not shoot anyone, I think, right? Man, but yeah, that's some sad stuff.
Speaking of gun games, Borderlands 3.
Borderlands 3. Didn't we talk about that? Or
no.
That
was brought up.
There's lots of threes going on in this.
Yeah, there's
Norman Threedus.
Norman Threedus.
The three. Okay. Borderlands 3. They just made they're making a big thing about Borderlands, the first two. I think the first two. There's only two.
The
right?
Remaster Handsome Collection came out.
Yeah, that's for the PS4 free for PS Plus members. And then I think it's coming out. That's their big game that they're pushing for the new Xbox.
Xbox Pass.
Yeah.
Game Pass.
Where it comes with like PC, the Xbox, and everything. And that's one of the games you get with it.
Yep. It came out with a free DLC during E3 week to bridge the gap between now and the new one, which comes out in September.
This year?
This year.
Wow, that's really soon.
They announced it a few months ago.
I was going to say, we've been forgetting really to say when these were coming out, but I think a lot of them have a 2020 date.
Most of them have a 2020 date. There's a few, like Zelda Link's Awakening has a this year date. I think it's November, September, around there. A lot of them are falling within like the September, August, September, November, October. You know, getting ready for Christmas, like, hey, these games are out. Go buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Buy them.
The only one I really care about is Death Stranding this year.
Yeah, Death Stranding this year.
Oh, my goodness.
So ready.
I'm so ready.
What else comes out this
That's
year?
That's a squad get. But yeah, speaking of Xbox again, I don't know what we were talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about Xbox.
they revealed Project Scarlet.
Oh yeah, the new console.
The new console, which is basically going to bump up a console to some PC strength.
120 frames per second.
120 frames per second.
Solid state drives. We don't know any of the specs for it. We just know a little video. Rumor is from devs at E3 is that the PlayStation 5 is stronger than Xbox Scarlet, and I guess they would know considering they're developing for both systems right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, in development, they usually start a few years ahead of time.
We are in
three,
trouble.
4 years. like hearing that rumor right now, Skylar?
But
that's a rumor. That's the rumor from E3 floor. Because
I heard it's
that.
Also like 8K capable, or at least it's going to be that. Like,
yeah,
not that everything's going to be in 8K by the time it comes
consumer
out.
Consumer grade 8K TVs are like
my TV 5, will still 000. Be 1080p by the time.
$5,000, $6,000. We're moving to OLEDs next. OLEDs.
And I love those. Aren't those the ones with like absolute black? Like the
Vanta black,
yeah. the black is black, ever black. those TVs are like $1,000. They're a grand. If for
those,
okay
those are
ones.
The ones that are worth it. Like I could care less about the smart TVs or whatever.
Yeah,
but
my
like,
TV doesn't need to be smart.
It like knows shuts off pixels to give you like the black is black. I think that's
4K HDR.
Awesome.
That works. But I mean, those are just now getting cheaper. Mm. And we're just now hitting 4K where it can
yeah,
play 60
you can get a 4K Rovo or Roku, whatever it's called,
Roku
for
TV.
Like 200, 300 bucks.
I got one of those. They're nice.
Real hot in here.
Yeah, it's
all the clipping.
It's pretty balmy.
You can open the door.
You want to open that door, please? Yeah. I was going to make for it, but
the clipping.
I didn't.
There was just a massive clip.
Oh, because everyone like yeah. swallowed the mics and oh, there is something weird going on.
Yeah, it's the heat. I'm blaming the heat.
Yeah, it's probably melting the old cords.
And behind Jose, you can see all the smoke billowing out of all the things.
Oh like, man,
the radio gear is dying.
Yeah, my back feels real good now.
Oh yeah, that yeah. was it. But yeah, speaking of Xbox, Project Scarlet, new Gears. I'm not really excited
not really
for that.
Not about Gears.
Gears 5.
Yeah. Not a Gears person.
I think there's a new Halo coming out.
Halo for
Legend.
Halo Legacy Master Legend. Chief
Infinite?
Collection, and then Halo Infinite for Project Scarlet.
I forgot that. Yeah.
So, oh, that's going to be...
That's how much I care about
Halo
it.
Halo Infinite is Project Scarlet only.
Hmm. Yeah, I hear
from
the...
From my remembering.
From your little birds told
from
you?
From my... My brain.
But also, the one I've been saving up for is the Norman Threedus counter Norman Threedus is a what does it say? Cyberpunk 2017.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, you mean with Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves. I hate this.
I've been sitting on that for about 20 minutes now.
I might have noticed your revelation when you thought of it.
Oh, Threedus v. Threes. I can't even say that. Oh, man. That's what it's going to be.
Threedus v. Threes.
Norman Threedus v. Keanu Threedus. Or Threedus.
Keanu Threedus.
He can't
Keanu
even say Threedus. It.
Oh, man. That was great. But, yeah, Cyberpunk 2077. It was announced, what, last year?
It was announced when I was in college.
It's been announced.
Oh
for a
yeah,
because
I remember it like a long time ago.
It was announced like with my sophomore year of college, and I would play the trailer like over and over and over again because I was so hyped for it. And then we heard nothing because of The Witcher because they were like, we're not gonna really be in full development for
what
this
is
game.
The platform,
PS4, Xbox One.
Oh, thank
and
God.
It, again, it's being made. Coming out next year, so assume all games coming out next year will be released on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Scarlet. I mean, at this point, I mean, that's what happens. Like they get released and then they get released again.
Oh,
they want to double dip.
That's like what
they're going to do. That
that's what they did with Dark Souls 2.
Yeah.
If it, it for the and new PlayStation,
Dark Souls 2 is like one of the last games made for PS3, and then they remade it for.
Yeah.
PS4.
Granted, the rumor, is that it's backwards compatible with all PlayStation 4. So PlayStation 5, backwards compatible with PlayStation 4.
I hope you don't have to get a specific model for that to happen. I hope it's every model.
I doubt it. they're both being made PC-wise, so it's not going to be like some kind of like Supercell infrastructure.
So by next year, the consoles we have now are going to be obsolete.
They're obsolete the second you buy them. They're like cars and computers.
Now, granted, my PlayStation 4 is extremely loud and sounds like
you need to take that thing.
Yeah, you need jet engine. Like really bad.
You need to take that thing apart and clean it.
But it's not obsolete.
The original PlayStation 4, then yes, it's obsolete because of PlayStation 4 Pro.
My MacBook 2011. Oh, Jesus Christ, what is
that
going
clip
on?
Hurts the ears.
It does. I don't know what that is. See, I did ruin my joke. But Cyberpunk 2077, it basically takes you into like the cyber world where everything is
based on a D&D-ish tabletop game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's based on Cyberpunk, a tabletop game where you're set into the future, 2077, with cyborgs and all that. I don't know too much about the tabletop. I know
cyborgs
it's really popular.
And
so.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Keanu Threeves.
Just like, Norman, so good when he came out.
Norman Threeves.
With that trailer.
Norman Threeves. But, man.
I'm excited for that.
I'm so excited.
Next May.
I'd watch a movie of that. Like, it looks so good. Cyberpunk.
I want to get into that world.
I do. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to drag in.
Do you always do a tabletop version of Cyberpunk? Yeah. Prepare for it?
Yeah.
It's really hard to get anything in between magic and...
Stop playing magic all the time.
Magic. So good.
I'm so invested.
Try other things.
I like magic.
Branch out from magic. Do magic Mondays only.
Magic Ooh. Mondays. Magic Magic May. Monday. We can play it every day.
Magic May.
Yes.
Only
magic
May.
March.
Only on the M months. You can play magic. After that, you're not allowed to play magic until the next
magic
M month.
November, nope. Magic December.
So can I?
starting with M's.
Okay. What?
I want to bring up one thing from E3. The Devolver Digital Showcase.
Yes.
The Fall Guys. The Fall Guys game with the little, like little
that
bubble
looks
guys.
Awesome.
Those looks cute. That looks so cool.
It looks so simple, too, and I really like that.
MXC, the
game with cute little squishy guys.
Mm-hmm.
And also, speaking of Devolver?
Devolver Digital.
Devolver Digital. They got that. They're really pushing arcade games. They have an arcade, like an actual stand-up arcade game. And I think that's really cool because with all this, like, retro gaming that we do now when you go to like arcade bars and stuff, like it's really having a resurgence.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they push it, like that's a good market to get into.
I'm glad it's a light gun game too, because I love light gun games. I miss those. Yeah,
it looks really cool. Like that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about that Blair Witch?
Oh yeah.
Mm.
I first thought that was going to be an Alan Wake sequel.
It did look Alan Wake.
Yeah,
it was announced at Xbox conference.
Oh yeah,
it looks good amazing. Looking.
My only question is like, how long it's gonna be? Because if it's just like a quick like 5 hour playthrough, like I'm not paying full game price.
We don't know though.
That'll be a $30.
We won't know until it comes out, Skylar. Yeah.
We won't. I'm just saying. I'm hopeful.
Now, would you consider Resident Evil 7 a full game?
Seven? Yeah.
His face looks quizzical for a moment. Very, very concerned.
I think my first...
His eyebrows raised
my
and he
first
stared
playthrough
deeply
was
into the table.
10.5 hours.
So,
but then you get there's room to play it over again as well, because Madhouse changes the entire game almost.
Is that a new mode?
The difficulty.
Oh, the difficulty. Mm-hmm.
So, like, you just play it on normal or easy if you're that type of person. Your first playthrough. I'm just,
what if I just want to get the game done over with?
You're saying that there shouldn't be an easy mode?
Oh.
LakeshorePublicRadio.org.
I see this plugin again.
Programs A to Z, region alert. We have an episode about easy mode.
But yeah, you play through it normal the first time, and then you do Madhouse the second time, and it adds a whole other level. There's a lot more like, all right, I got to get going, go real fast.
Okay.
So... it had some fun. There's some unlockables and stuff you can play.
Speaking of Resident Evil, man, that was Baldur's Gate.
Oh, man.
That's not a Resident Evil game.
I know.
That's a segue that is like, speaking of Resident Evil, about that Deathloop game in 12 minutes.
Deathloop? What is Deathloop?
So, Deathloop was announced at Bethesda. It's mm-hmm. a Groundhog's Day scenario kind of thing. We were two assassins. And
oh, I've seen that. They're constantly trying to kill each other, and they and keep getting back up resets. And fighting each other again. And
yep. You kill each other, reset. Kill each other, reset.
So is it Groundhog's like a 1v1 game? Or
it looks like it's single player. Like, you're going to be one of the assassins, and then you're going to be up against, like, the villain, the assassin, the bad guy, whoever, like, the bad guy antagonist is. Mm-hmm. And it's made by Arkane, the people who made Dishonored. So they're pretty solid games. Hmm. So I'm looking forward to that one. And then 12 Minutes is also a Deathloop game, a Groundhog's Day game, where you have 12 minutes to stop your wife from dying.
Oh, man.
It was announced, I think, at the Microsoft conference.
They didn't do that one game where it was like 5 minutes to like kill yourself, like that Office game where you go around, you take a stapler, then like
you're hitting. Like a flash game.
Yeah, it's like a flash game.
No, they didn't do that. It's basically like you're sitting there with your wife, and he's like, oh, I've done this before. I know what's going to happen. The person's going to knock on the door. Don't open it. Don't listen to them. Don't open it. It's not the police. And like, it's like, I know you killed your dad. And
it's
she's
like a groundhog thing.
Yeah, and like, because he knows all these things, she's like freaking out, like, how do you know this? How do you, like, I didn't do it, I didn't mean to do it. And then the door opens, and she gets punched, and you get punched, and you're on the ground tied up, and yeah. And it resets, and it shows, like, in the little commercial, like, how many times, like, things could go wrong.
That reminds me of, there reminds me of two games. One called, what is it called? It's called Minute.
What are you doing, man?
I was having to hold it right here because the cord was wound so tightly.
It's
so
meant to be like that. Like, the cord has to do that, but...
Oh, no, I know, but I'm just saying it was wound so tightly that I had to, like, hold it right here.
Skylar's over here, like undoing the cord, and then he starts, like, unscrewing
the thing. I was screwing it tighter.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
I'm sorry. What were you doing?
That reminds me of two games. One called Minute. Where
That one.
Yeah, you have 60 seconds to get further into the game. So like you solve certain puzzles within a minute. Every time a minute's over, you restart the whole game, but like your change is saved. So like you'll talk to one character who talks real slow and you got to get all as much information out of him as you can in that 60 seconds.
Oh, and then you already know the information
by
the time.
Yeah, so you don't have to talk to him anymore.
That's kind of cool.
There's also one called The Sexy Brutal.
Oh, I watched that one too.
Yeah, you see a murder happen, and you know how the murder happens. You know who does it, but you have to stop the murder.
Hmm.
And a murder happens at the exact same time every day, so you got to figure out ways of like how to stop the murder from happening.
I like that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
There's it might have been a phone game, but it's. You got like a minute or something, and it's like an RPG. I think it's called like Minute RPG or something. I don't. But you get like you have start like a basic sword, and you go through an upgrade, and then you got to start back. And then
yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm a fan of those. Like Groundhog's Day is like one of my favorite movies. So
Bill Murray.
Yeah,
he's coming out with a new movie.
Yeah,
what is it called? Like
Funny Guy.
Funny guy.
It's just called Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
He's just selling the movie based on himself.
It's some zombie movie. I can't remember.
And the poster's just a close-up of his face. And it just says Bill Murray.
Oh, Bill Murray. Octopath Travelers.
For PC.
For PC. Yeah, that looks
pretty
cool.
That's already on the Switch. And that's nice. A solid game. Good RPG for the Switch.
Oh, that's on the Switch.
Yeah.
I think we said it does look very Switch-ish.
Yep.
What is this? Oh, and Battletoads.
Battletoads.
The meme game that came back.
The meme game that came back.
Like, well, just think, like, it was a meme game. Like, you can't beat Battletoads, blah, blah, blah. And,
oh, yeah, I guess people were talking about it.
Yeah, it was a meme game, like, the early 2000s.
I knew people couldn't afford
it. LOL Cats.
Because the original Battletoads, like, went for, like, $1,000
or something. Yeah, it was real expensive. And then people would call into GameStops constantly asking if they had Battletoads.
Yep, they would.
That's like Mother Earth, or what is it called?
Earthbound.
There's
Mother Earth.
There's this other game I saw, and I can't remember the name of it now, and it's making me real mad. But all you are is you're basically the farrier between life and death, and you ferry all these souls to the afterlife. So you're meeting all these different souls.
Was it
souls.
A 2D game?
It's like 2D, and the art is super, super beautiful.
Mm. Did they just announce it?
And it was announced at E3, and you're on this big, gigantic boat, and you can like have your own little garden and stuff in it, and you ferry these souls to the afterlife, and that's all it is.
Oh, that sounds like such a beautiful
it's
game.
Only,
it's
amazing.
That's such a beautiful concept.
I think it it's only really on nice. Microsoft, so Xbox and PC, because it was announced during their indie showcase.
Mm,
I don't know. Really nice. They didn't really say what was and what was and wasn't exclusive, so and I didn't go looking.
Man.
I hope one day I'll be able to get that on PlayStation Network.
Well, yeah. I think that just about wraps things up. Yeah, we talked a lot more than I thought we were, but yeah, that was...
we didn't talk about Avengers.
Oh yeah, we got to talk about that a little bit. New Avengers. Well, there's two new Avengers games coming out.
One new Avenger game.
I thought
one that matters. She's saying
no. There's only one Avenger game.
I thought Square Enix was making one.
Yeah,
and then there was one coming out for the Switch, wasn't there?
No.
Might not be an Avenger game.
Oh, you're talking about Marvel game. That's Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, and that one's going to be good, so we're fine. Don't worry about that one. We're talking about the Avengers game from Square Enix.
Oh, okay.
The one I don't trust.
I don't know. I like it. Well, there's
looks pleasing.
Absolutely nothing about it we know. Like, it's completely unknown.
I was actually watching a video about it.
You don't think the graphics look pleasing?
No.
Somebody saw, like, one of those secret screenings of somebody actually playing the game. And they said that the characters all handle differently. So, what did they start? They start out with Thor.
And this is based off of
somebody
like
actually
a
seeing like real gameplay.
This is from probably like a reporter thing, because there's a whole bunch of like press only
April
events.
O'Neil, I hope?
No.
Listen, no.
Listen, no.
Real press.
So, Thor behaves like Kratos from God of War.
Okay.
Hulk is a straight up power fantasy.
Okay.
Yes. Hulk is a straight-up power fantasy.
I don't
Iron
understand
Man,
what you mean by that.
Punch. Lots of punching.
Yes.
Punch, hitting, throw. Smacking.
Yeah.
I'm taking this bus and chucking at your face kind of punch.
A bus.
Bus punch. Watch.
That explains how he handles?
By God of War. You'll understand.
Power fantasy.
Have you played the original Hulk game?
No.
Oh, you didn't understand power fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't understand how that was, because you said, like... Thor handles like Kratos.
Yeah, Thor,
which ends under, like the.
If you play the original God of Wars,
yeah,
same thing.
Yeah.
So Hulk is the same way.
Hulk is more like picking up tanks and throwing stuff and smashing people against each other and stuff like that.
You know, Lego Marvel, when you're playing Hulk and you can smash everything.
I get what.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to explain. No.
I got it now. At first, I was like, "How is this? This is
what they think." Tony Stark is going to play like, because they only seen a flying segment.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking it's going to play like the
Superman 64.
Yes.
God, no.
They're thinking it's going to play like Anthem, kind of, where you seamlessly go from flying to going like being on the ground. You could pull up like a third person, like shoot 'em up type thing, like Uncharted.
Superman 64.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And then Captain America and Black Widow were kind of confusing me. They seem like they sound like they played the same, but like you could throw.
Judged by the sticks being clacked.
Yeah, pretty much. What he was describing, they played pretty much exactly the same, except you could throw Captain America's shield and like bounce it off the walls and still fight people as it's hitting other people.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing I have with that game is I don't like the designs. I think they're boring.
Yeah. They're
but
pretty...
they are selling costumes. You know that, right?
Yeah.
The voice
That's
acting
been confirmed.
Is also
what?
Throwing me.
I don't mind the voice acting.
I was
going to
say,
like,
the voice acting
I think they're
from
solid
what
choices.
The trailer was pretty good. Like, they're pretty well-known voice actors.
But
I couldn't tell you who they were.
It's probably one of the three voice actors.
I'm not saying the voice acting was bad, but like when you hear Tony Stark and it's not Robert Downey Jr., it sounds weird.
Well, that's another thing, too. Like... we got to get out of that.
I know
mindset.
We got to break
with
like other, because we can't hear Downey Jr.
This
forever,
isn't you know? MCU.
I would love that, but
so it's their own. It's the Square Enix universe now.
Oh, is it
it's
just
Japanese?
Me?
Oh, Hutterman-san.
Is it just me or do they all look fat?
Megaza.
They look chunky, don't they?
Kind of chunky.
They look kind of chunky. Captain America looks a little chunky.
They don't look right. Like their character designs are kind of boring, and then they look off in some way.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of the graphics engine. It's like trying to do too Uncanny Valley, and it's like, but not close enough. So it's just making me mad whenever I see it.
They should have just made it look like a straight Final Fantasy game, like Final Fantasy
Tactics, right?
I wish it was more stylized. That's kind of what I
same.
Wish.
I can,
like,
same. I can understand that. But yeah. It is like super early, though, you know? Like,
yeah, but it comes out next year. again, same time, May, around that time. And yeah. then oh. it's supposed to be Destiny-like. You know that, right?
Oh.
It's a games as a service.
So like an RPG sort of? Or?
It's there's single player, multiplayer, four player, multiplayer. Single player, you won't be able to choose which hero you are. Four player, you can choose which hero you are. New heroes and regions are free updates. But and there's no loot boxes, but there's going to be costumes. And costumes you're going to buy.
Not buying it.
So
I'm not buying costumes, and I'm also not buying the game.
Yeah, so. I'm not buying the game.
I mean,
I'll buy it if you guys buy it.
Nah,
that's not a squad get.
That's not a squad get.
I don't.
That's going to my PC money
anymore.
For Baldur's Gate.
So, if it's good, gets good reviews, then I'll totally pick it up. But if there's no end game like Anthem, or there's no end game like launch Destiny 2, which now there's end game for Destiny 2, thank God. I like Destiny.
You've been riding that train for a long time.
I'm still riding it because I love that game. I have like 300 hours on the game now.
She's still on the Overwatch game too.
Yeah, 700 train. Hours.
I mean, I would be on the Overwatch train too because I'm on the Rainbow Six train.
2,295 games won.
Nice.
Quite a few.
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but yeah, that's Avengers.
That's Avengers.
That's all we know so far.
Well, that's what we know so far. So,
wow.
I wasn't mocking.
Yeah, you were.
But thank you all for coming in today and talking about E3.
No problem. Anytime. No problem. Anytime.
Like we actually
gaming Christmas.
If it wasn't for the podcast, like we would still like you know talk about it. But I got us all fresh. You know, like we haven't talked about it. So that was the actual our conversation. We're probably going to talk a lot more
good
when
discussion.
We leave. But good discussion. Just good. Good
rant
discussion.
About my
here at LakeshorePublicRadio.org.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, no problem.
Look at that plug.
But yeah, so. That wraps things up for Region Nerd Alert. Thank you to my guests joining me today. And if you missed anything, you can now listen to this podcast on the Lakeshore Public Radio website. Just click on the Shows tab, click Shows A to Z, then look up Region Nerd Alert. So thank you all again. Real quick, Skyler, Fat Low End, Olatho, Mike, Thick Boy, Three Eyes, Three Cs, and Singularity Photography, and Heather, Deli Hams on Twitter, one.
No.
Dang it.
Deli Hams with one S on Twitter. Deli Hams with two S's on Instagram.
On Instagram. Okay.
See, Skylar knows.
I just went around the room. I barely say my name on here, too.
Joey Nerd Alert.
Joey Nerd Alert. Spread it around. Man. Tell your friends. Joey Nerd Alert. I want to be stopped going to the South Lake Mall and people saying... Oh, you'll never catch me dead there, but...
I was going to call you out.
I'll only be there alive.
I was going to call you out on it.
I was like, wait a second, I never go there. Or at a local Starbucks going through the drive-thru because I'm not going inside.
Is that Joey the barista or Joey Nerdler?
Barista Joe.
Barista Joe.
But yeah, thank you all for joining me. This has been Region Nerd Alert, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.